systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, November 20th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode number 274. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/live/feedback type shit. We'll read it. Or you can give us a call as always, 406-204-4687. All phone lines are currently open live. Doug from Ohio says, I use the fucking feedback. Give me some fucking credit. See? See? I saw that over here on the dedicated feedback screen. Fucking awesome. How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You have your doctor's appointment today?
I did, yes.
I got up this morning, and last night we got a first draft of the surgery video, the documentary of your Nickelodeon guts.
Yeah.
And I was like half hour late for work because I was like into it. It's good
it's
stuff.
Cool.
I purposely didn't watch the raw footage of just the hairs.
Guts.
This is Danny's insides. Like, I'm not into that stuff for one. And for two, I wanted to wait to see what McNally did with it and if it made me curious to see what, you know, the raw shit from inside you look like, then obviously I could go back and look at it. But
you didn't watch it,
the originals?
No, you didn't watch it after he put it together?
Yeah, no, I watched that. That's why I was
my
saying
Nickelodeon guts.
I was half hour late for work because I was watching it. I was like, this is good.
That's
like
crazy shit.
I'm
huh?
in most of this, but it's good. Yeah, it McNally's amazing video editor, keithcourage.com for all his stuff. But holy shit, dude, it looks like some professional fucking shit. Granted, you know, we're using some, you know, really awesome camera equipment, thanks,
yeah,
boss, that I still haven't given back since thejamhole.com/250. All that stuff was shot in high def, and I still have the cameras from it, but it looks really good, and, you know, it's before, leading up to it, and then it, like, just sucks you right into the guts, and the doctor's like, and over here's the fallopian tubes, and here's the infected, nasty mess that used to be her left ovary.
Did you see how big it was?
That's disgusting, dude.
It's like, there's your regular thing, here's your uterus, and here's your other ovary, and it's like, kablow!
It is so fucking gross looking.
It's fucking gnarly, it's huge, it's awesome.
Doug says, did you shoot the last bit of footage? Not yet.
That'll be tonight after the show.
Yeah, she'll do that while I'm getting the show posted and everything. So we'll get that sent off, and hopefully we'll have a finished product for y'all within the next week. We're still, the video itself is a half hour long as it is right now. That's without, you know, the ending and stuff. So we're either thinking we're going to have to cut it up into 10-minute segments to put it on YouTube, or excuse my face, we'll put it up on the feed so you guys can just download it right through iTunes. I'm not sure how we're going to do it. I need to find a video hosting service that allows more than 10 minutes. So
yeah.
I'm thinking maybe Vimeo or
something. Sorry, my operation took more than 10 minutes.
Well, it's not even that. The operation itself, like, you know, that's pretty, that's a small part of the overall video. But the whole thing is like half hour. But holy shit, it looks fucking good. And yeah, see, Burger says $5 donation. I want to sell it, but I don't want to sell it because I want everyone to be able to check it out. Like,
yeah.
I don't, it's stupid. Like, we need money really bad, thejamhole.com/donate. But
please.
I want everyone to be able to have it. And I don't want to capitalize on your illness, I guess. I don't know. It's stupid. Maybe we'll sell it. We're not going to sell. It's going to be free. If you guys want to just donate, and then you can download it if that makes you feel better. So
make me feel better.
I gotta tell you something.
What?
I need to bust a nut like nobody's business.
I know. Last night you even got mad.
Oh my fucking God, dude. And it seems like it was fine the first week or so. And then I started feeling it. And it's weird. Like everything I looked at on the internet was giving me like kind of a hard on. I'm like stupid things like people's avatars on Twitter. If it's a chick, I'm like, man, I need
boner
to jerk off. Like, and everything. And then like just driving around, like looking at stuff. I like see a chick and I'm like, God, I need to fuck. It just, it's in my brain now. Like I'm just flooded with, I need to bust a nut. Something fierce, dude. It's so bad. Like everything I look at now after like last night is just makes me want to just jerk off all over the place. It's awful because I tried it last night. I'll tell you something.
Did you?
I tried. I'm like, let's see what happens if I get a boner. Let's see
and
if my fucking
boner.
Let's see if these stitches just rip the fuck out. But then I remember the doctor saying like I gave you an artificial hard on. So
yeah.
Just to make sure that everything was fine. And so I didn't think the stitches would tear out, but there's 8 stitches in. There's 2 incisions. Here, let me show you. Check this out.
No.
Totally kidding. But there's 2 incisions with 4 stitches in each. And that's like the majority of the real estate of my cock. Like there's no, I could grab it with like my thumb and index finger and jerk off the tip like this, like just the tip. But I don't know, man. I'm afraid to like, because I know like
you're
I'll get into it and I'll be like, oh fuck, I just busted a nut and my stitches, god damn it. And of course it's like it's gonna be the weekend, so I won't be able to get any help. Danny'll be here with the little fucking Singer power stitch like trying to stitch it back up. Well, it fucking sucks, dude. I'll tell you what, it fucking sucks.
Well, you got a hard on last night.
I know, and I'm trying to think of like
and
a nice way.
I looked
way
at it, and I'm like, maybe, okay. And I look at it again, and we turn the light on, and I see blood, and
well,
I'm like, yeah, no.
I like grabbed your hand, and I put it on it, showing you that, look, I'm aroused. And I'm trying to think of a nice way to say, can you just suck the tip of it and just do that for me? But then I felt something wet, and I'm like, motherfuck. And I like, yeah, I flip the light on and I like pull the blankets down and it's bleeding. I'm like, God damn it. Are you fucking kidding me? And then today I'm fucking, I got like a little period blood stain in my pants. Cause today I'm driving around delivering and I must've got in or out of my truck wrong. Cause all of a sudden I'm driving and I feel like a wet spot. Kind of reminiscent of when I had the big cyst and it burst. It wasn't like near that. Like that, I felt a puddle in my pants. I was
like,
like,
oh shit,
this is running down my leg. But today, it wasn't that bad, but I felt moist. Some moisture.
Moist.
And
it's like when your tampon overflows and you're like, oh shit. And then you make it to the bathroom, but you still have this little spot of blood on your pants.
Yeah.
You're pissed for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
I was so pissed.
Even now I have a little blood spot on my pants. But so here I am sitting in my truck with my pants down, like just waiting for someone to walk by and be like, duh, duh, duh. What the fuck is that? You know, like there's the number of where I work right on the side of the truck and I'm in there, my dick in my hand looking at it like, what the fuck is this? So it was awkward. So I grabbed, you know, Band-Aid out of my bag and waited till I got to a place with a nice private bathroom. And I fucking ran in there and I took the Band-Aid off and there it was all covered in blood and stuff.
Oh.
And so I called the doctor today.
You should probably be wearing that jockstrap.
No!
Thing. I know how much you hate it, but you know
no.
what? That'll stop that.
That jockstrap is the most uncomfortable
your
thing.
Your junk is getting slammed around.
It's
That's
not, though. It's fine.
It's bleeding.
So when I was examining it today, I was like looking at the stitches and I'm like, I haven't really messed with it at all. So I start like pulling at the stitches a little bit to see how far in they are.
Yeah.
And like I got one of them up a little bit and I kind of gave it a little tug. Holy shit, dude. That hurt so bad. Like, I probably just set my healing time back a whole nother week or something.
Oh, my God. Amesby says, first period. He's officially a man.
Doug from Ohio says, how long do you have to wait for sex, at least according to the doctor? That's a good question. I failed to ask that because I was so fucked up and excited to go home and get high from all these pain pills I got. I didn't even think to ask, like, hey, when can I fuck? Because I'm thinking, I got pain pills. I don't need to fuck. I'm not going to come anyway. What's the fucking diff, you know? So yeah. I didn't ask. But I will ask Monday. I'll be like, dude, I got... Can you give me another one of those artificial hard-ons? Because I got a raging fucking feeling in my pants.
Now, I went to my doctor today, and he's still under the assumption that we haven't had sex.
Oh, really? Did you tell him we fucked the first night you got back from surgery?
We did not. I would have screamed.
But you should have told him that. And just to see the look on his face and been like, no, I'm kidding.
No. But he still doesn't want me to have sex yet. That's the funny thing.
Really?
Really?
Because we did it like three times.
I know. I think I'm totally cool.
We did it that one night.
That might
like,
be why it still hurts sometimes.
We did that one night for like 4 hours.
I know.
That's awesome. And he's like, no.
Well, he's like, so how's your boyfriend? Because I had told him about what's going on with you and everything. And
it's like, I don't know. He broke up with me. Something about I'm not satisfying his carnal needs. I'm sorry.
But,
he's cheating on me. That's how he is. Thanks.
With nothing, because he has stitches in his dick.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's like...
Cheating on you with my mind bullets.
He's like, how is he doing? Is he able to do anything yet? And I'm like, no, he still has the stitches in there, and he can't really do anything. And he's like, okay, that's good. That's good. I don't want you to have sex yet anyway.
Like, but I've been raping my vibrator.
And he also asked me if we've been having like oral sex or anything like that, and I'm like, unfortunately,
like
no.
No, unfortunately, I'm a huge bitch when it comes to putting dick in my mouth.
No, he was asking if you were giving me oral.
Oh
sex.
No,
because
I don't
that
do
could
that.
Be agitating my muscles because it still hurts. I mean, it's not like raging pain or anything, but like,
yeah,
I
notice it. You'll like get up or go to move a certain way, and you sound like an old woman. You're like, I need my milk of magnesia. You're such an old woman.
Fuck you, dude. And it's just like when I lay down and I try to get up, I can't get up without my hands, and I can't like twist certain ways or whatever. But it's not a big deal anymore. It's getting a lot better. But I think us fucking has set it back, is what it did.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
What could it have possibly done? I mean, I know my dick's big and all,
punched
but ain't that...
Punched it around a little ways.
Really?
Yeah. Crushed my guts, man.
You think we could re-edit some of that surgery footage, and instead of the instruments that he's using to move stuff around, we can, like, Photoshop in a big old cock, turn it into some inside-out porn?
No.
That would rule the cat box,
no.
Dude. Fuck yeah.
No.
So, I got a... I delved into the deep recesses of the Android App Store the other night.
I know. It was like my YouTube hole.
It is.
You were like that. You're like, I can't stop looking.
It started out, I found this cool app for wallpapers. Do not get sucked into that, because holy shit. Got it. You will look and look and look and look. I must have spent a good 2 to 3 hours looking for wallpapers. And like, I found a bunch of cool ones. But in my mind, it's like a reward-based addiction. It's like, these are cool, but if I click next, there'll be even cooler ones. And then you click next, and there's cool ones. You're like, all right, these are cool, but if I click next, there'll be even... And, dude, it never fucking ends. I must have went through every single wallpaper in that collection, and I favorited, like, 25 of them. So now I have all these favorites, and I can't pick between those because there's so many of them. But then, so that was one thing. That was awful. And so the next night, I'm going through the app store, like, just seeing there's a bunch of fucking apps for this thing. I don't care what you say, man. There's a ton of fucking really awesome apps. And you get lost in there. You're like, there's a search thing, but I don't know what to search for. Like, what could this do? I didn't know there was an app for radar traps that hooks up to your GPS while you're driving, and if you see a speed trap, it's called a Trapster, I think. You make an account, and it hooks up to your GPS while you're driving, and if you see a speed trap, you click set trap, and then it puts it on a public map, and everyone else is doing that, so you click traps near me, and it pulls up a map of where, you know, within 50 miles of where your GPS says you are, and it plots out where all the speed traps are.
Huh.
It's really fucking cool. So I didn't know that existed, so I'm searching through there. I found the coolest fucking app. It is called Period and Ovulation Tracker.
What?
Now, what this does... this is so great. I know when you're on the rag now, because of my Period and Ovulation Tracker app.
I mark it on the calendar. It's not hard.
But I don't have the calendar on my phone.
It's on the wall in the bedroom.
Until now. Now, what the app is really made for is to... For couples that are trying to get pregnant.
Ew.
You put in... You go through like a month or two of plotting when you start, when you stop, how the flow is and all that. I went through this. I have my own. Now, and it'll tell you which day to fuck on if you want to have a kid. But then you could take that information and interpret it the other way, which days to fuck on if you don't want to have a kid. Or you could take that information and plot it statistically, and it'll give you an idea of when to steer clear of your woman because she's a raging bitch when she's on the rag. Totally awesome.
But I'm not a raging bitch when I'm on the
rag. No, I know. You're actually pretty decent compared to some other...
I mean, do I seriously change at all?
Not too bad. You do get kind of moody, but no more than, you know, usual.
What the fuck's that supposed to mean? What are you doing, and why are you dinging the
bell? Sorry, there's people in your chat room that are like, where's the audio? Even though in the topic, it's like, go here for both cameras and audio and all, whatever, fuck them. Excuse my disgusting face. So... Then
why don't
I found
post the link to the chat in our chat and have our fans tell them where to go.
Nah, it doesn't matter. So then I found this other app called Ultrasonic or Ultrasound. And
yeah.
What it does, it plays these subsonic frequencies that only certain age groups can hear. Like, I could hear up to like 18 or 17 kilohertz.
No, you could only hear up to like 15.
Oh, right. And then 16, I could kind of hear. And then 17, I couldn't hear at all, but you could still hear it.
Yeah,
and
that's annoying as fuck.
How awesome is that sound?
Not at all. It's not at all.
I took it to work today, and I'm like sitting in the room with everyone, and
yeah.
I like flip it on to a frequency I know everyone will hear, and I have it in my pocket, and I'm just chilling. Looking around, and people, they start, like, kind of going like this, like, what is that?
It's in my ear.
It's so funny, dude. It is the greatest thing. I want to hook it up, because it has a headphone jack. I want to hook it up to my truck speakers and just crank it when I'm going through school zones, because there's certain frequencies only little kids can hear.
Yeah.
And that was, I remember a long time ago, I don't know if we did the story on the show or if it was before that, but these places in the UK were having problems with kids loitering in front of their shop spaces.
Uh-huh.
So they hooked up these speakers that played this frequency that the adults couldn't hear, but the kids hated it. And the kids wouldn't loiter there anymore. So pretty soon, all these shop owners have these little subsonic speakers, you know, right in the doorway of their shops, just constantly emitting this frequency. It's like, you know, 17 or 18 kilohertz. And it drives the little kids away. It's so awesome, dude. It's such a great app.
That sucks. What if you have a 20-year-old that works there that has really good hearing?
Well, nah, that sucks for them.
And they're like, God damn it!
What is that? And then, of course, I found, you know, the Street Fighter 2 soundboard that when you move it, it goes, Haryuken! And when you push it, it goes, Hadouken! Oh, it's so much fun. I scared the shit out of you with it today. I sneak into the bedroom.
I was naked, trying to get underwear.
And I have it set to Ryu. And I run up to her, and I'm like, Haryuken! And she's like, ah! It was so fucking funny.
No, I hate that the fucking ultrasonic sound thing. That was not cool.
Yeah,
even
I think
Kitty
it's
hated
very,
you.
Yeah, the dogs go nuts, dude. Oh
my
god.
Were you using
god.
It out at work?
Yes.
Don't asshole.
Stop bringing your dogs to work. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my god, did you even show everybody what it was or no?
I showed my boss. He's like, that is kind of cool.
What about the girls?
No, I didn't show them.
You just want to keep playing with them.
Yes. Absolutely.
He's like, come up behind you and just hit you on the back of the head and be like, stop it.
Oh, yeah. MDS says ultrasonic, not subsonic. What did I say? I thought I said ultrasonic. I don't know.
You probably said subsonic.
Whatever. But, yeah, it's pretty fucking cool. So there are a lot. And I noticed, like, when I first got the Droid, there wasn't that many apps. I mean, there was enough to still get lost in. But now, holy fucking shit, dude. You could go in there for, like, a day. It's like going into a Costco of apps. You're just like, this thing does everything, dude. It's like things I didn't even think of, and it's pretty badass.
So what is this period tracker thing? It's like
period and ovulation tracker.
Are you going to track mine?
Maybe I already am. You don't know. No, it's cool though. So I know when to knock you up. Yeah.
You're not going to knock
you me up. You only have one ovary. I got to make it count.
Whoa.
So we can have an abortion and eat it.
Okay.
The apps are free. Although I don't mess around with pay apps. I haven't even hooked it up to a credit card because I know I'll be like, oh, I'll buy this and this and this. So I'm not even all I fuck with are the free apps. So everything I've mentioned, they're all free apps. So pretty cool shit.
Yeah. Don't knock me up. Okay.
So this morning, you
use birth control anyway. Ha.
That's fine. Murderer.
So. What's your point?
I love you. So this morning we go to get donuts, me and Cody.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's pretty cute. We're walking in, and I see our neighbor, because he works at Rosar's, and he looks at me, and I look it back, and I wave, and I, like, kind of put my arm around Cody, and we're walking in, and he, like, kind of looks at me, like, and I flip him the wink, and he's like, so if the neighbor mentions that I'm cheating on you, just disregard whatever he has to say. I thought that was pretty funny, though. He, like, had the weirdest look on his face. Like
what the hell?
That's not Dana. Like, I know it's not.
Don't put your arm around people. That's weird. Don't do that.
She puts her mouth around. She took one of my stitches out with her mouth and then tied it in a knot.
It's already in a knot, you fag.
Well, she untied it and then... Right.
Okay. Right. Yeah, right. Okay.
Did you know, I heard this, and I don't know if it's true or not, because I was looking around online before the show, you know, doing a little research, and I couldn't really find anything about it, but, you know, we have a...
MDS says there is no Dana, only Cody Zuhl.
Cody. That was a stretch.
Yeah.
But, you know how we have a pretty decent-sized national debt? Like, we owe a fair amount of money. To Asia.
Ooh, wait, check this out. Amesby says Danny should mention that she is suspecting Matt of something and see if he says anything.
That's good. Maybe. Be like, you haven't seen Matt with any cute blonde chicks, have you? That'd be I'd be interested to see if he rats me out or if he's like, nope, don't know what you're talking about. I just keep to myself and my chihuahua.
I can't believe you flipped him a wink, you jerk.
It was so funny. It was classic. Just like, hey. Total sleazebag move. But yeah, so you know we got a pretty decent sized debt, and most of it is owned by Japan and China, right?
Right.
Now, what I heard, and see, I don't know how much truth there is in this because these are the same people that are like, Obama's a terrorist, this and that, like that whole crowd. But they said that for collateral against the debt we owe, which is in the babillions, I would imagine. No, it's a pretty ridiculous sum, though. It's like hundreds of trillions or trillion. I don't know. It's some ridiculous amount. But...
budget a billion.
For collateral, we gave them our national forests.
What?
Is that true? Because I couldn't find anything online about it, but they seem pretty sure that we wrote them bonds or something that said, if we don't pay, you own certain parts of our national forests. And this happened before with China, with another country, and the country couldn't pay them, and China came in and clear-cut their whole forest, like wiped it out.
Oh, shit.
To get the lumber to resell or use for materials to get their money. So I don't know. I was trying to research it, and yeah, Doug says, can you say China America? And that's totally what it reminds me of. Like,
that's not cool.
If we're borrowing against our, first of all, they're not our forests. We just happen to live here. And okay, I understand property rights and everything, but technically, we don't own that shit. It's the Earth's forest, you know, so, but it seems weird that, okay, we're obviously never going to pay them this money, so I was curious what the time frame was, and if, are they going to be able to just roll in here and be like, ching-chong-ching-chong-ching, translated, your forest belong to us, and then, like, start clear-cutting shit, or... I don't know. I was looking around online, just, you know, I didn't spend too much time on it, but I couldn't find anything about them owning parts of the national forest. So it seemed pretty fucked up, though. If, Like, why are we borrowing against our forests? You know?
Yeah, that is kind of retarded.
Like, we kind of need those a little bit. Just a little bit, but, you know, we do need them.
A smidge. I mean, come on. That's our...
Doug from Ohio says, hey, guys, I got to hit the bathroom. Can you pause the show for a sec? Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
No problem.
Yeah, got it.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, are you back? No. I'm not going to pause the show. I can hold it. So, did you hear about... Oh, sorry. Before we move on with this, doctor, say anything else? Anything of importance? Just that was it? You're doing okay?
He just
okay?
wanted to check out my shit. Said that, you know, everything looks cool. The pain should, you know, fade as it has been. Still something wrong with my bladder when I pee. Still don't know what that is.
Could that be the way the stitch is held?
No, he thinks that I had like a what the hell do you call it? No, it was a it does this. What
is
this? No, it
tumor.
Does this. It
pulsates?
No.
Claps with one hand? I don't know. What is this? What is that?
It's
is
got,
that
like,
sign language? Is that American or Chinese? I'm sorry. I don't know what that is.
It's got like, it has like convulsions or something.
Oh, a seizure?
Sure. Anyway.
That would have been. I don't know what this is. A spasm. Spasm?
Yeah, he thought that I had a spastic bladder, and that it was in check until the surgery, and he just knocked it around a little bit and tipped it over the edge.
Catheter? No.
No.
Really?
Catheter's gone, thank you. But he thinks putting the catheter in just kind of...
Freaked it the fuck out?
Tipped it over and made it, you know, start overacting and getting pissed off, so he's hoping that'll change. That's why he wants me to come back in 4 weeks to check up on that. And
cha-ching.
And he's like, if it doesn't, then we're going to have you take somebody's classes. And I'm like, what are they?
Lamaze?
No. You know how, like, old people have, like, overactive bladders and stuff? And, like, they can't, like, control their peeing?
Incontinence?
What?
It's called incontinence?
Yeah.
When you just shit yourself at random intervals?
Right, but
looking forward to that.
No, I don't have that or anything. It's just the muscles.
No,
that...
I mean me when I get older. Looking forward to that.
Oh, I'll be gone.
I'll be dumping all over the poop my pants again. No, I'm just kidding.
You.
No, there it is.
But he told me that if it doesn't go away, that I'm gonna have to start taking these classes with these old ladies to teach.
Oh, that'll be so awesome.
Keep my muscles to work right, and I'm like, yeah, no, it's cool.
I'll deal with the pain. Thanks.
Yeah, it's fine.
Nacho Camacho says giving up our forest to pay off a debt is the equivalent of a junkie cutting off catalytic converters on cars to trade for pain pills.
Yeah.
It is, dude. That's if it's true. I don't know if it's true or not. Like I said, I couldn't really find anything. But, dude, if that's true, that is fucked up, dude. If we start seeing a bunch of little Chinese people coming in with, like, saws and shit, like, watch out, man.
Yeah, yeah.
These are our forests. Where if anyone's going to wreck shit, it's going to be us, okay? Not you guys. Like, what the fuck are we borrowing money for? Money doesn't... It's not even real. It's not even a real thing. Why are
not
we
anymore.
Putting up forests? Real thing. I can see them and touch them and they grow and shit. Money is just fucking paper, which, oddly enough, comes from trees. Ironic? Yeah. So, did you hear about the study done with cigarettes that they found out?
Dear God, what else?
This is some fucked up shit, dude. I didn't know about this. I mean,
am I going to die even more?
Well, kind of. Cigarettes are widely contaminated with bacteria, including some known to cause disease in people, concludes a new international study conducted by University of Maryland environmental health researcher and microbial ecologist. That's crazy, dude. Like, who would have thought that, I mean, like, you know, food gets contaminated and stuff like that, but if you think about it, anything with nutrients could, in essence, harbor these living bacteria. But that's crazy because you light a cigarette and flame, you know, you sterilize a needle or a knife or whatever if you're going to cut something with a flame. But these bacteria don't die from that, which is fucked up. And I guess people are getting sick.
What is it causing? Is it
the research team describes the study as the first to show that cigarettes themselves could be the direct source of exposure to a wide array of potentially pathogenic microbes among smokers and other people exposed to secondhand smoke. So it sounds almost like it's not the carcinogens that are bad in the cigarettes. I mean, those are bad too, but it's these fucking bacteria that's causing all the problems. That's kind of fucking crazy. Like, who would have thought to check cigarettes to see if they're contaminated with it? You know, like, that doesn't... People die from cigarettes all the time. They're not like, we should test it, like, for, you know, living organisms. It's kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah, I'll still smoke.
Well, no shit. I mean, we just went out and fucking smoked, so...
Yeah, it's not going to bother me much.
Oh, Doug from Ohio is back. He says, man, that was one hell of a dump. Pictures on Twitter if you're interested. Thank you for that. Quote, we were quite surprised to identify such a wide variety of human bacterial pathogens in these products, says the lead researcher, Amy Sapkota. The commercially available cigarettes that we tested were chock full of bacteria, as we had hypothesized, but we didn't think we'd find so many that are infectious in humans. That's kind of crazy, man. Quote, if these organisms can survive the smoking process, and we believe they can, then they could possibly go on to contribute to both infectious and chronic illnesses in both smokers and individuals who are exposed to environmental tobacco smoke. So it's critical we learn more about the bacterial content of cigarettes, which are used by more than a billion people worldwide. A billion. With
That's
a
me.
B. Me too.
I'm in there.
That's fucking crazy, man. So let's see. Among the studies, findings, and conclusions that commercially available cigarettes show a broad array of bacterial diversity, ranging from soil microorganisms to potential human pathogens. They concluded that this is the first study to provide evidence that the numbers of microorganisms in a cigarette may be as vast as the number of chemical constituents. That's a lot, dude. There's a lot of different chemicals in cigarettes.
Yeah.
So if there's that just as many bacteria.
But it tastes so good.
I know. It feels so good.
It feels good. It tastes good. I can't
get it. We need
it. I need it.
No significant variability in bacterial diversity was observed across the four different cigarette brands examined. They looked at Camels, Cool Filter Kings, Lucky Strike Original Red, and Marlboro Reds. Bacteria of medical significance to humans were identified in all of the tested cigarettes and included Ancenotobacter. Thank you. The one associated with lung and blood infections, Bacillus, some varieties associated with foodborne illnesses, and anthrax, Burkholderia, some forms responsible for respiratory infections, Clostridium, associated with foodborne illnesses and lung infections, Klebsiella, associated with a variety of lung, blood, and other infections, and Pseudomonas aeruginosa. Wow.
I haven't heard of any of this shit before.
Well, it's all shit that could kill you, so keep smoking.
Well, it's going to kill me anyway, so
this last
fine.
One, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, or however it's pronounced, an organism that causes 10% of all hospital-acquired infections in the United States.
Meh.
Quote, now that we've shown that a pack of cigarettes is loaded with bacteria, we will conduct follow-up research to determine the possible role of these organisms in tobacco-related diseases. But it doesn't matter. They did studies that said cigarettes will give you cancer and kill you. We're like, so? So what?
Not me. Fine.
Not me. Yeah, like,
telling us that we're going to get some kind of disease isn't going to make us stop either.
That's what I was going to ask. Do you think if they come out and they're like, smoking, you could get these infections?
No.
Will it matter?
No.
Not at all.
Maybe for, like, a small percent.
For
the
people.
The ones that may make a pack last a week. Those type of people.
Well,
they'll be like, I'll never touch these again.
I'm thinking it'll make a difference in the people that are thinking of smoking or of quitting smoking.
Yeah, that might help them.
If you're already contemplating it and then you hear this, I think that's enough to push you over the edge. But
yeah,
that's kind of crazy that, like, there's more living organisms in a pack of cigarettes than there are, you know, in your fucking house.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Speaking of smoking.
Little creepy crawlies. What?
I got a new job.
Yeah, Amesby says they have cancer impotence warnings right on the labels, and that doesn't work. Right? So, oh, yeah. So you got a new job.
I did.
The day after you got fired.
Yeah, I did.
I'm impressed. Bravo. Yeah, fuck yeah. Bravo. That's impressive.
That.
Especially in this.
That's what I did when I got in with Famous Dave's. I quit from, what the fuck was it called? The Samaritan House. Not the Samaritan House.
Wow.
Is it called?
I have no idea. The Brendan House?
No, it's the other one.
Okay. The Samaritan.
No. It's like the Brendan House. It's like almost next to it. It's right across the street from Pathways.
Okay. That's fine. No one
Heritage
lives here.
Heritage Place.
Okay.
Heritage Place.
You could have said the buttfuck place, and I would have been like, okay.
Anyway.
Like, who cares?
Heritage Place. I quit from there because they pissed me off, and I walked right across the street to Famous Dave's and got a job.
I quit from there because wiping old person ass sucks.
No, I was not wiping ass.
Wow, this sounds fun. I would love to get paid to do that. No, dude, it sucks.
I did not wipe old people ass, actually. I cleaned stuff. That's it.
Did you clean old person ass?
No. Nope.
Crotch? Twat?
No. Nope.
No? Okay.
Nope. I had nothing to do with the old people. The funds. It was really funny because on Wing B is the dementia ward.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All these old
Every
people.
Every Wednesday, I would go in there and clean that one. And
they
just fucking.
Like,
she'd be like, what did she say?
Where's my marbles?
Yeah, when's my mother coming?
Yeah, your
me?
Mom died like 20
like
years
90.
Ago. That's
and
so
I'd always
sad.
Be like,
but
she'll be here in about an hour.
Hey, MDS, this is what you have to look forward to in a couple years. come on.
But so I quit there and I walked right across the street and got hired at Famous Dave's. You know,
right?
I do that.
But that's impressive, especially now because the job
well, now
market
it's kind
is
of impressive.
It's so flooded with people looking for jobs. Employers are being extra picky about who they hire,
obviously,
because they can be. There's so many people.
Yeah,
you got your pick.
I went there and filled out the application to the KB. And there was five other people filling out applications. Seriously, we're all sitting at the bar lined up in a row filling out applications. So I'm like, motherfuck, all these bastards probably went to culinary school. You know, I've got the, you know, line cook shit show background. Fuck you, you know, I hate
right.
you. And like, I was like, I didn't think I was going to get the job. So the next day, I had applied for unemployment that morning.
And you guys can read all this on her Twitter.
Yeah.
Thejamhole.com/Danny.
Because I totally did that.
D-A-N-N-I.
And, you know, that day he interviewed me a little bit, talked with me and stuff, whatever, and I
right.
went home. And in the morning the
and
next
now,
day.
And now, keep this, you heard about this because Cody, the girl that I had my arm around, she works there also.
Right.
On top of working, you know, where I work at. And she had mentioned, I had mentioned to her that, you know, you lost your job and you like cooking. And she's like, our place is hiring for a cook. And that's what the ad said in the paper,
yeah.
which is funny. We're hiring for a cook, and you go in there, and they're like, actually, we're only hiring for a dishwasher. Why the fuck does your sign say we're hiring for a cook? The fuck?
Anyway, I the next morning, I applied for unemployment because I didn't think I was going to get the job because there's so many other people there.
Right.
And then
did you finish your unemployment thing that MDS started for you?
I did.
Nice.
The only way to log into it is with your social security number, so you didn't even start it.
Oh, okay.
So whatever. But I had that day, I did that and stuff, and I hung around the house for a little bit, and then I went over to Wayne's house, and we went out to lunch and shit, and, you know, hung out for a while. And then the guy called me, the supervisor over at the KB called me, and he's like, hey, when can you get in here? And I'm like, well, I'm just going to lunch. Give me about an hour, and I'll be down there. He's like, all right. And so I go down there, and I talk to him about it. And he's like, the only position I have open right now is a dishwasher who, you know, does a little bit of prep and backs up the line when it's needed.
Of course, because why would you hire, you know, separate people when you can sucker in one person to do three jobs and still get, you know, pay them shit? Especially if they're Mexican.
Yeah.
You can pay them literally shit. And they'll thank you for it.
Thank you. I don't know. So I was like, I kind of gave him the look like, are you fucking kidding me? You know, and he's like, I called your references and stuff. He's
which like, was Famous Dave's.
All of them were Famous Dave's. And I put down the right managers and stuff. Like I put down Waj that's in the Bozeman
right,
store.
You didn't
Billy
put,
that's in the Bozeman store.
You didn't put down the ones that you told to go fuck themselves on your
no.
last day.
No.
That a girl.
That one's no. No, and I put down Jay, my district operator. And, you know, I put down Jay for my district operator, and I put down the Kalispell store phone number. So he called the Kalispell store phone number, and he didn't get Jay. He got Schindler. And I thought that Schindler, out of all people, would be like, no, fuck her, she's a bitch.
Fuck her.
But the fucker gave me a bomb-ass reference.
I think his words were, you're a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Dana's a powerhouse.
He said that...
That's so funny
when he was
me.
Talking to me, he's like, how did he put it? How did he put it? He's like,
she's
he said
a powerhouse.
That you're a powerhouse. And I'm yeah. like, really? And he's like, yeah. He said that anything we would throw at her, he's like, she would knock it out.
He also said she was a raging cunt, but she is good at what she does.
No, and then he said that, like, I would mop the floor with the other guys on the line and stuff, and I was the only chick on the line for over, you know, 2 years and stuff like that.
Doug says, are you sure he didn't say brick house?
That's what I was
She's
thinking.
She's a brick house.
Mighty day, letting it all hang out. No.
She's a brick
Danny House. Oh my god. That always reminds me of Gone 60 Seconds where he's got the Barbie doll in the window.
Yeah, that's my next
house.
There's my next soundboard.
Oh god. But that was really cool, and I guess he had talked to some of my other references, and they gave me good, you know, shit too. Wajin, Bozeman Famous Daves, and Billy in the Bozeman Famous Daves. And they even confirmed with him. He's like they were telling me about some of your hourly stats, and I'm like, really?
Oh, yeah, you killed it there for that, for straight-up stats.
My highest stats by myself with no help is $2,200 in an hour.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And he looked at me like, I hope we make that in a day.
He probably is like, I hope we make that in a month.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, wow, you know, that's really impressive. And,
yeah, it is. Especially for a chick. I mean, chicks, right? Am I right, guys? Or am I right? I mean, come on.
You can't cook. Fuck yourself. Oh, you don't anyway.
That's damn right I don't.
But
I do important things. I can't waste my skills doing that petty stuff.
I never like cooking at home. That's the sad part.
And yeah, I can tell.
I just like cooking for somebody else.
Here's cool. I'm like, so what's for dinner? And she throws a sandwich at me. I'm like, thanks. Sandwiches again. Cool. Just what I wanted. You fuck. I'm sexually unsatisfied, I'm hungry, and you hit me in the face with a sandwich. What the fuck? You're gonna start paying the fucking rent or something, because this is bullshit. I'm getting effed in this deal.
You're getting effed in the A.
Getting effed in the A.
So, anyway, he tells me, he's like, you know, you're seriously overqualified for the position that I have open. And I'm like, all right, you know, I'm like, do you have a cook position
Don't
available?
Don't you hate that, though? It's
I've never been told that.
Oh, really?
I've never been told that.
I've been told that a couple times at, like, computer-type things where they're like, you're overqualified. I'm like, I don't care. I need a job. That's why I'm here. I'm not here because I'm like, you know, where could I go that would just further my career? Oh, Staples. There, that's the hot spot. No, I need a fucking job. I hate that. Like, you're overqualified. Go fuck yourself. I will do anything.
Cool, and I'm glad that he took the time to interview me, which was really
yeah,
cool.
And I was surprised when Cody was like, her boss had called her that night.
Called her?
Yeah, that night to see, you know.
Talk about me?
Yeah, and she was at the chiropractor or something, so she didn't answer, and she called him back the next morning, and, yeah. You know, that's when he told her about, you know, she checked
reference.
Your reference. Yeah, and all that. And that's surprising that they checked it so quick. Like, I don't think I've ever had an employer check my references.
Me either.
And especially not, like, right that same day, you know. Like, he must have either really needed help or something. I don't know.
That was impressive.
But something like that.
But,
a brick shit house.
So he's like, I asked him, I was like, do you have any cook positions available? And he's like, no, he's like, I used to work with this lady for a long, long time. She had a catering business, and she had a guy that worked for her, and I pulled him in for the cook position.
And then she went to jail for embezzlement.
Whatever. No. Anyway, so he filled the cook position and stuff, and I'm like, all right, well, what do you want me to do? And he's like, well... Yeah, he's like, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and keep you on file. And as soon as I have one of these cooks flake out, if they do, I will call you in and I will have you as a cook.
Doug says, my wife is a hell of a cook. She opens a can like no one else can. And Amesby has good points. She says, you're overqualified, but yet he called you in anyway.
He still wanted to talk to me about it.
But he could... Oh, okay, just to...
That's common seems, courtesy, though. No, seriously.
Is
seriously.
That what it is?
Even Jay at Famous Dave's, as a district operator, when I applied for the management position, yeah. each time, three times, he knew he wasn't going to hire me for a manager, but every time he sat me down and gave me an interview.
Wouldn't you almost rather just not get the interview? Because that's like
no,
meeting
Dave's
you on.
No, Dave's was kind of nice. I got paid for the interview.
Yeah, but I mean, going in not already least, working there.
But that's, no, well, I like to do it because
like
even
you
if
on.
I'm overqualified and even if they're not going to hire me, I know why they're not going to hire me.
Yeah,
that's
true.
What I like to know. Because every time Jay would explain to me why he didn't want to put me in that position, and it was always some stupid bullshit reason, but I had a
right.
reason, you know? And that's fine. So, anyway.
Doug says, or maybe he wants in her pants. And Willie Goat says, or he wants a plug on the show. Yeah, I don't think so. Isn't he like a reverend or something?
No, this guy's totally cool.
Oh, this isn't
this
the...
This is the kitchen
okay.
manager.
Gotcha.
The guy who owns the place, yes, he's a reverend.
Does he want a plug on the show?
I don't
We're
know.
Looking for sponsors.
We are looking for sponsors. I don't think a place that's owned by a reverend is going to sponsor us.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. Fuck, shit, piss, no. Anyway.
Fuck Jesus.
I can't wait the first time in the summer I wear a tank top in there. They're going to be...
Oh my God, she has the devil's ink.
Anyway,
you should see it on a full moon. It like turns into a pentagram. It's awesome. I get hair on my back and I howl.
Can I get through this, please? Yeah,
please.
Anyway, so he didn't want to hire me for that position because I was too overqualified. So I'm like, all right, that's cool. And he gave me a tour of the kitchen and stuff while we're talking and shit. Because I was like, can I
you
see
know
the kitchen?
What,
I want to see it.
You know what position you're qualified for? I don't even want to say it now. Never mind.
Good. Go ahead.
Doggy style.
I'm going to kill you. You're not qualified for any of it. So,
Not yet.
Not physically qualified.
I'm
going
to rape your fucking face as soon as I get these stitches out. Dude, you are... Oh, my God. You just wait. You just fucking wait. I am saving it. I'm going to bust the biggest nut in your fucking eye. I'll be across the fucking room jerking off, and I'll be like, hey, Dana, what? Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, but you can't move very quick when you're doing that, because you're like,
I won't have to. It'll be such a large amount of semen, dude. It'll be like it'll be a super spidey web, like, whoosh.
Oh my.
It'll be gross.
Anyway, so
I'm excited.
He didn't want to put me in that position. He was going to call me as soon as another one opened up. He wanted to hire, you know, he had like two other people that
Mexicans?
He was thinking about hiring. No,
oh.
One girl that's in culinary school.
Oh, right. To work at a bar restaurant.
Right,
cool.
Right.
Way to use your degree.
Right. No, she was putting herself through culinary school and she's really young. I bet you it was probably the fucking prep cook we had at Dave's because she was going to culinary.
Ah, probably.
And she's really young. She's like 18, 19.
Way to
and
put
then,
that degree to work, Emeril.
Right. And she sucked, even in Famous Dave's. And that's actual cooking in the back there.
Doug says culinary school sucks.
Yeah. So I'm not doing it. Anyway.
Yeah. This is how you crack an egg.
And there was another one that just came out of high school that had no experience. And he's like, you know, this is kind of what this position is for. It's for
right.
someone that doesn't have
and
any
if,
experience.
If they do flake out, no big
Not
deal.
Not a big deal. You can find those a dime a dozen.
Anyone can wash a dish.
And so I'm like,
all
right, whatever,
chick.
You know. And so I go back Come out on. To my car and I'm chilling. I spark a cigarette and I'm fucking with my phone, texting people back and stuff. And I'm fucking with my iPod and shit. And like, I'm on the, I call Famous Davis. I'm talking to Schindler because I was just like, thanks for the fucking awesome ref, dude.
Right,
that was,
right.
That was super sweet.
Can
you
I
know?
Please have my job back now?
I did. I asked.
No.
I was like,
still no.
I was
not,
like, is there seriously no way possible that you
ever.
Could like rip up that paperwork
Never.
To bring me back?
Never.
Exactly.
I hate you.
Kind of. Not like that.
You talk
was,
shit about me on your internet show. Fuck you.
No, he was really cool about it. So it was fine. He's like, you
he
know.
He didn't hear the show. That's why.
Exactly. No, he the way he said it was he's like you were the best cook that ever walked into this kitchen, and he's like, I would never give you a bad reference. He's like, you deserve a good job. He's like, I would never give you a bad reference just because of some things we had in
yeah,
the past.
And that is true, and technically I think it's illegal for them to do that. I think the only thing nowadays they're really allowed to say is that yes, you did work there, either yes or no. They're not allowed to be like, she's not
yeah,
a good
because the dude
you can
who,
get sued. You
my,
can seriously
my,
get fucked over like that. All they're
the dude
allowed,
at the KB was like, he's what did he say? Because he was giving me the good
you
reference
can say
and telling
good
a
things,
couple things about me
but
and
if
stuff.
You, yeah, you
and
can't
he's
say.
Like, yeah, if she's that good, how come she isn't working for you?
Because we suck.
And he's like, obviously, he couldn't tell me. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
And then I continued to tell him why I didn't work for him anymore. He's like, oh, okay, I understand.
Because I should have been running that fucking place, you fuck.
I was like, yeah, you know that guy you talked to, Michael Schindler, the general manager of the store?
Huge
I trained
cunt.
Him,
huge
by
cunt.
The way.
Huge cunt. Michael Schindler.
He was so funny. He's like, you trained him? I'm like, fuck yeah, I did.
I trained everybody there! Fuck!
Except for one supervisor that's there.
Oh, yeah, Doug from Ohio says, all they can do is confirm you worked there when you started and when you ended. But they can say good things about you. They can't say negative things, which is weird, but I can understand that because all it takes is one person to rub that manager the wrong way, and they could fuck your whole life up forever if
what
you use them as a reference.
What they do is they can tell you when you started, when you left.
That's what
I
just said.
They can't tell you the reason you quit.
Right.
They can say good things about you, like you
but
said.
But not bad.
But they can also say they can't tell the person to hire you, which he was trying to beat around the bush and say hire her when he was talking to him.
Really? That's weird.
Right. They can't say she's you need to hire her.
They can make a strong recommendation.
Right.
Like your business would benefit greatly if you hired her.
Right, right.
If I was you, I would hire her, but I am not you, so I can't. You know.
And also, he can't, what was it? He can't tell, fuck, I forgot.
Okay. So long story short, you got a job. Cool. Moving on.
So I was sitting in my car, and I was talking to him or whatever, and then I hear my phone beep, and I'm like, okay, I got another call. And I was like, all right, thanks, Schindler, whatever, bye. And I hang up with him, and I look at my phone, it's like, missed call, and I got a voicemail. I don't know the number. I'm like, whatever. So I get the voicemail, and it's the dude I just had the interview with, and he's like, Dana, this is Ryan from the KB. I really want you to call me back as soon as you get this.
While you're still sitting in their parking lot.
Yeah. And
like,
I'm like,
hey, come outside, bro. I'm out here.
And I'm like, I look at it. I'm like, was that before the interview? And I look at the time. I'm like, no,
nope.
It was a minute ago. And so I call him back. I'm like, what's up, dude? And he's like, did you go far? I'm like, actually, I'm just chilling in the parking lot. I was talking on the phone and screwing with my iPod. And he's like, I really want you to take this job. And I'm like,
and shove it. Oh, come on. No.
And I was like, are you sure? Because you just kind of turned me away, you know? And he's like, I sat down and thought about it for a minute. And I asked the other cooks. And he's like, I would much rather have someone in here who has experience and who's going to stay with this place for a long time rather than have a high school kid come in and, you know, not like it in a couple of weeks and leave. And I'm like, I don't know. And he's like,
and that is smart. On his part, you would rather go with the person, obviously, that has the experience than the person
that... But then again,
that,
in a kitchen, it is kind of nice to get a fresh slate.
Kind
someone
of.
Someone to just work
but
on.
But you know the turnover rate also with that.
And so it changed his mind and stuff, and he fucking begged me to work for him, which was super fucking cool.
And Doug says, then you say, I really want you to pay me double. And Willie Goat says, can you pay me in Coke?
Yeah, Coke doesn't make my car payments.
That's true, Amesby. That is very true.
No, but the extra one.
But if you sold the Coke, then you
yeah,
you know,
I won't
don't
sell
do
it. Never mind. Anyway, he pretty much begged me to work for him, and that is like the coolest thing ever. But, you know, it's only $8.50 an hour.
Which kind of tells me that he wasn't really on his hands and knees, because you could have been like, I'll take 10 or no deal.
Well, then he would have just hired one of the fucking high school kids.
Well, yeah, that's true. For $8.50 an hour, he'd be dumb not to have someone with your experience. And, you know,
I know, it sucks so bad.
A chick that is good at this stuff and can run a whole kitchen by herself? Yeah. You're going to pay me $8.50 an hour? Oh, man, that's awesome.
Even on my unemployment thing, it asks you what's the least that you're willing to accept for a job, and I put $9.75. I mean, that's a dollar pay cut from Famous Dave.
You kind of screwed that up, didn't you?
I know. So,
but you did. You need a job, and it's whatever, dude. You got a job now, which is cool because you were really worried about that.
Yeah, it does kind of suck, though. I mean, I've never walked into a kitchen in such a low position ever.
Even at Dave's?
Never.
Really?
I started out as a line cook at Dave's.
Huh.
I started as a line cook.
That's kind of the equivalent of.
No.
Yeah, it kind of is.
We had dish bitches
Let's
at Dave's, too. And they were below us.
Right, and they didn't speak English. That's besides the point.
Actually, some of them did not. We called them the Russians. We had
Vodka?
No idea what their names were. We don't even know if they were Russian, but whatever. I don't know, but I never
Amesby
walked in.
Amesby says, only give them $8.50 worth of work. Don't bust your ass. That's a good point, but
I want a raise.
Exactly, and you got to prove yourself, which sucks, because that kind of shows them that they can get away, especially in a new business like this. They've only been open for a couple months, or a month, I think.
A month.
That shows them that they can get away with paying their employees shit. And everything's cool because they know that right now people will do it. You would have fucking took the job at $7 an hour, dude.
No, I wouldn't.
People
have.
Need you fucking better had.
I would not have.
But
I'm not
they
joking.
Know,
I wouldn't
but
have.
You know what I'm saying. They know that people are in tough times right now. And especially you're one of these guys that got laid off from, you know, one of these factories or whatever.
Telefuck.
You need a fucking job. Or you got fired from Teletech. Tell me about that kid you were telling me about earlier that got fired from Teletech.
I was sitting with my Uncle Wayne in a casino, and there's a dude next to me, and he wins like $200 or something. He's like, oh my God, I never win. And he's like, it's so awesome. I just got fired this morning. This is so great. And I'm like, really? Where'd you get fired from? He's like, Teletech. I'm like, really? For what? And for moving his monitor and eating like candy at his desk or something. And I'm like, dude, I just got fired from Teletech the other day. And he's like, really? I'm like, yeah. He's like, for what? And I told him why. And he's like, are you serious? I was like, yeah, it's pretty lame. So I guess fuck that place. I don't give a fuck. But I had my first day at work today at the KB. And it's pretty cool. There's this chick, Gigi, there who's a seasoned fucking chef. Like, she's good. You're a little late on that.
Sorry.
Just saying. Please don't play with soundboards.
I'm sorry.
Ever again. I don't appreciate that at all. Anyway,
so this guy walks into a bar. Oh! No, sorry. Go ahead. I'm done. I'm closing the window. Doug says, is this Big Mouse?
Right? Cut it out.
I remember listening to Twit earlier, and they had mentioned something about that. I was like, you can really just go to that website and push a button, and it's there. I was like, cool. Okay, I'm over it. Sorry.
So I had my first day of work today, and what it is it's not just dish. The reason why he doesn't pay the dishwasher's minimum wage is because he has them do, you know, some prep and stuff and back up the line when they get weeded. Well, you know, I just start, and I did a bunch of prep in the morning, and I fired up the dish pit and shit, knocked everything out, and then I stood on the line and pretty much watched everything and kind of fucked around there, which is funny because I watched a seasoned fucking chef with a degree flip a burger onto the floor.
Oh, where's my rim shot? Damn
it. I was like, oh my fuck.
Was she trying to be all badass and be like, I'll show you how to cook?
No, she just couldn't get it with the damn spatula she was using, so she just fucking tried to, like, you know,
popped
hit the spatula.
It up and it went over.
Hit the spatula against the back of the fucking charbroiler, and she did that, and it bent the burger, and it went bink.
Right over the edge. Embarrassing. Like, hey, did your degree teach you how to pick up food off the floor and wash it and put it back on the grill? Because you suck at cooking.
Exactly.
You fucking suck.
I couldn't help it. I busted up laughing. She's like, hey, it's your first day. You're not allowed to laugh at me. I'm like, I can do that for you if you want. She's like, I got it. I'm like, are you sure?
How embarrassing. Like, wait, are you training me? Am I supposed to do that? Is that how you guys roll? Here, because I don't know.
Little floor spice make everything.
I know
nice,
that's how they
know.
Do it at Applebee's. So I don't know. You teach me
exactly.
That's embarrassing.
I
wow,
know.
Dude.
So I mean, it's okay and everything, but the one thing that really sucks is I asked the dude. It was probably I don't know, like right before we opened or something at 11 o'clock, and I'm like, you guys have a designated smoking area or whatever, and he's like,
outside.
He's like, no, smoke breaks suck, and I'm like, is that a no?
Wait, smoke breaks suck? That was what he said?
That's what he said. I'm like, and he's like, smoke breaks suck. And I'm like,
what does that mean? What does that mean, dude?
Exactly. I was like, so
life
can I not
sucks.
Go smoke? And he turns around to the guy that Cody says is a prick.
Right.
And she's like,
way to call her out.
Hey, whatever.
Hey, other guy, you're a prick. You arrogant
fuck. He's like,
fuck.
Hey, do you take smoke breaks? He's like, no. And I'm like, do you say smoke? And he's like, no. And I'm like,
oh, really?
Well?
You mean, hold on. Let me get this straight. The guy that doesn't smoke doesn't take smoke break. Hold on. You just blew my fucking mind. Hold
exactly.
on.
Exactly. And nobody Woo. In that kitchen smokes, which blew my mind.
That is weird. Usually yeah. in kitchens, like at least
the
half,
cooks chain
half,
smoke.
Half of the people smoke.
The
at
cooks
least.
Usually chain smoke like motherfuckers because we learn how to do it quick. You know, you go outside, you suck that fucker down as soon as possible. Anyway.
That's so weird, though, that he didn't see. It's illegal, I think, for him to say you're not allowed to take a smoke break. But what he can say is, bruh, smoke breaks suck, bruh.
Well, I mean, I was there for 4.5 hours. I would have expected
but
one smoke break.
Every 4 hours, aren't you... Isn't it mandatory that you have to have a 10-minute break or something?
If you're there for 8 hours, I believe it's
two
15-minute breaks
and
a half an hour break.
Right.
Right. But a lot of places don't have to abide by that. Like, Famous Dave doesn't have to abide by that.
How is that?
Because it's different. It's a restaurant. They don't have to run it
doesn't
like that.
Doesn't matter.
No.
You're an employee. It's an employee guideline.
Look it up, dude. They won't let you
I
do
don't
it.
Care because I smoke whenever. I do whatever I want at my job. It's cool.
But I'm going to have to talk with them about that. I'd be like, look, either you let me smoke like once every 3-4 hours and I won't be a
yeah,
raging
and
bitch.
You need to just, he needs to know, like, I've worked in a restaurant. I'm not going to go out and smoke when it's super busy. I know when
yeah.
I can smoke and when I can't. For you to say smoke breaks suck, that's bullshit, dude.
Yeah, by the time I left there, I walked out the door and I'm like, smoke.
Yeah, that's fucked up, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a nice kitchen, though. The only bitch about it is
well, yeah, they just built that in there. That used to be, back in the day, when I first remember going in that place, it was sawdust on the ground and the saloon
That's what
style.
I'll do. Amesby says, what if you have to use the bathroom? I'm going to tell him I have to take a shit about every other hour.
And go outside. No, it's cool. I poop outside. I'm natural. I don't shave my pits either. You want to see? You disgusting hippie.
But it's a nice place in there. The only problem is the prep area is downstairs.
That's weird.
And I was like, all right. It looked like when I first took the tour of the kitchen that all the dish racks and shit were all right there. Well, no. All the big shit goes downstairs. So I was constantly running up and downstairs all day today, and it was pretty funny.
How was that for your guts?
I actually kind of tested it out. I wanted to see how far I could push it, right? And they asked me to run down and get something. And so I was like, all right. And I ran down there, got in the walk-in, got the shit, ran back up. And they're like, holy shit, I would still be in the walk-in right now. And I'm like, really?
Because you're old and lazy.
No, they're like your age.
Oh, word.
Yeah, well, except for the Gigi.
Because you're
Gigi.
Lazy.
No.
Milk
Gigi
it,
has a
dude.
Bum ankle. So.
Milk that shit.
No, Gigi has a bum ankle or something. She can't run up and down. But the other one, she's like 28 or something. But no.
Is that her real name, Gigi?
Yeah. Gigi, G-I-G-I.
Cool. Right on.
It's pretty cool. She's cool. She went to cosmetology school, too, and she's a makeup artist.
Really?
So she's...
Could she do me up in blackface?
I could do you up in blackface, you dumb fuck. Jesus Christ.
It's not that hard, Matt.
So, yeah, I don't know.
So can you... Do you
I've been
see
taking
yourself-
some other girl's shift. Today and yet tomorrow.
Yeah. Do you see yourself working there, though? Do you like it? Do you fit in, kind of?
Sort of? I think the dude that is there now thinks
Let me put it this way. Are you going to keep looking for another job, or are you settling?
I'll keep looking for another job.
Okay.
If there's a cook position hiring for fucking $11 an hour,
well,
I'm taking it.
I'm just thinking, because when you got that job at Teletech, you settled. You weren't looking for a job anymore. So that's why I was wondering if now that you have this,
well, there wasn't
it
any,
is a
no,
cooking
I would come home and I would look and there's just no cook jobs hiring.
Really?
There's nothing I wanted hiring. So I never did anything with it. But if I find an $11 an hour fucking line cook position, you bet your fucking ass I'm going to take it.
Well, yeah, no shit.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to fucking sell myself short if I can get what I want.
Well, and I'm sure once you prove yourself to be an asset to the company, they'll give you a raise and all that shit. Just don't let them take advantage of you, dude. People like to do that around here. And I mean, granted, it's like that everywhere, I'm sure, but I've experienced it quite a bit around here. These employers... Especially
they
if you're a chick, dude, they'll pat your ass, they'll grope you, they'll take full advantage of you. I'm not kidding.
The kitchen manager is pretty cool, though. I mean, other than the fact that he doesn't like smoke breaks.
That's
I mean,
retarded.
It is retarded.
It's a retarded thing.
But
that's so retarded.
you know, he is accommodating me for having the show. Like, he won't make me work Monday, Wednesday, or Friday nights.
Well, that's good.
Which is super, which Dave's would not do.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, and so that's really cool. And he's getting me more shifts and shit because I wouldn't have even been able to start today if this girl had come in. But she's got some weird photography show thing going on. She's trying to get shit ready for that. And I wasn't even supposed to work tomorrow. But he called me after I got home and said, hey, that girl wants the day off. Do you want this shift tomorrow? And I'm like, sure.
Take what you can get, for sure.
And I'm not going to fall behind on the pay period either, which is really cool because they get paid every other Thursday. And this Thursday coming up is payday.
Right.
I get cash on that day.
Really?
I thought I was going to be like a week behind, but no.
Well, no. Usually smaller businesses like that, they don't do it like that. They'll pay you for what you worked. They
really
don't have
nice.
That delay in it. So
it's been so long since I worked for like a mom and pop place.
Yeah.
Last time I did, I was a fucking store manager in like 6 months.
Well, that's cool. I am glad you found something. You were pretty nervous about that, you know, so that's good.
Yeah, you can tell. I applied for unemployment.
I know, right?
I was like, ah!
All right, well, I got a few news stories here before we call it an evening. This is awesome. I'm pretty happy about this. And I read, when an ambulance brought Daniel Webb home from the hospital after he hurt his knee back in March, paramedics warned him. I can't even read this.
What?
Paramedics warned the then 550-pound man he probably wouldn't be able to get up from his recliner if they put him there, his wife said. Webb told them to leave him there anyway. He would sit in that recliner, slowly dying, for the next 8 months. 550 pounds of rotting.
They took him home from the hospital.
Disgusting.
Put him in a chair, and he's like, just leave me.
And he died there. I just want, just clear your palate, clear your minds. Now envision what 550 pounds of rotting, disgusting flesh smells like. I mean,
he's obviously pooping his pants.
Obviously. That's so awesome. Webb's
That's
body,
disgusting.
Webb's body was physically stuck to the power recliner, and firefighters had to cut him from the chair to take him to the hospital. He died a few hours later, his body covered with sores and a, quote, very bad odor, according to the police report.
Obviously, he had never taken a shower.
Yeah, you think his wife just hosed him off every now and then? Like one of those brushes?
I wonder what his wife looked like.
Oh, probably. Yeah, right. Webb, 33, didn't ask for help all those months because he was ashamed and didn't have health insurance, said his wife, Ada. Ada, big old fat meal. Come on. He slept and used the bathroom in his chair, and she cleaned it every day. Yeah, right.
No.
The former preacher would post sermons online from the chair. And it wasn't long before he decided he was ready to go home to the Lord, she said. Really? The same Lord that let him sit in that chair and die? Oh,
right.
Man. That was his calling. He was
to sit in the chair?
To preach. He writes sermons from his chair. That's so disgusting. Quote, after he sat there in that one spot for a week, he was embarrassed. It was like he already knew what was going to happen, Ada said. Ada.
Why Ada's, didn't he just get up?
Because he's 550 pounds and he's got a bum, what was it?
Knee.
Oh man, Ada's the best name for the wife of a fat dude. Webb's mother was the one who placed the final call to paramedics. Not only did Cruz have to cut apart the chair, but they had to cut a hole in the wall of the couple's mobile home trailer. It had hurt about 70 miles west of Columbia to get him out. A police report said he weighed about 800 pounds, but his wife said, hey, he's closer to 500 pounds.
What?
Really? How would you know? Like, once you're over 400 pounds, it doesn't fucking matter.
No.
800, 500, 600, dude, who gives a shit? You're almost fucking 1,000 pounds. You disgusting. There's your Lord. There's your fucking Lord.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. The hospital told Daniel Webb's wife he died from, what do you think? 800 pounds. What did he die from?
A heart attack.
Heart attack, absolutely. Point for you. The coroner's, oh shit. I hit the page up key on my keyboard, sorry. This is professional. God, Matt, get together, you're so stupid.
Oh my god.
Oh, it gets better, dude. It gets so much better than this.
Alright.
So, the hospital said he died from a heart attack, of course. The coroner's office isn't investigating the death and referred all questions to the Greenwood County deputies, who sent their report but didn't respond to a phone message, of course. Webb died on the couple's second anniversary. They met 4 years ago on blank.
Line.
More specific? If it's not your space, it's
my space.
Ah, do you think he totally suckered her in with like the top
I'm
down
sexy.
Picture?
Probably.
Oh man, that's brilliant. Ada said she didn't see a man who weighed more than 500 pounds because his picture lied, but instead.
What's his name?
Daniel Webb.
Daniel Webb, spelled like it sounds?
Yeah, Daniel Webb, two B's, W-E-B-B. But instead, she saw a guy who loved the Lord and had a big heart. Apparently not big enough, huh? Come on.
And where's he at?
What?
Where is he at?
Columbia, South Carolina. Yeehaw, hit, hurt, hit, hit, hit. Quote, I had the worst anniversary yesterday I ever had, but I know he had the best one he ever had because he's with Jesus now, she said.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Is he? Is he really? Is there room? Did Jesus have to cut a hole in heaven to squeeze him through?
Probably.
Fat fuck. Daniel Webb drove school buses for nearly 15 years until he turned into one. Come on! Ah!
I had a nasty, disgusting bus driver too in high school.
Of course, dude. You're not a bus driver because it's a good job and you like
Louisville,
kids.
Kentucky?
South Carolina,
heard. Okay.
That's so amazing.
Sorry, I almost said it. Columbia, South Carolina.
That's the one. Did you seriously find his
25 years old?
Yeah, wait, what? 25 years old?
Are you
serious? I don't know. No, he's 33.
Okay, cool. Because that one's
does
private
that help
anyway.
Narrow it down a little bit?
Maybe.
Do you think he still has a MySpace
up?
That would be so amazing if you did.
I'm going to find it and we're going to put a link to it.
Oh, please. So, he drove school buses for nearly 15 years until his weight made it impossible. His health kept getting worse, and Ada said she begged hospital officials to keep him after doctors treated his knee injury. But the couple had no way to pay and were sent home. Oh, sent
get
home
out.
To die? Fuck
wait,
yeah.
I got one for Mission Field, Greenwood, South Carolina, 33 male.
Possibly. Is he 500
he
plus?
He looks pretty fucking big.
Then
I'm
that may be it.
That.
Does it say deceased?
Since Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied.
That is him.
I'm clicking on
it. I bet
right
it's
now.
Him. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's so disgusting.
Whoa, he's in the hospital.
He's dead, actually. But yeah, they took him to the hospital, and that's where he died. That's amazing.
Some of us will do anything for attention, and he's laying in a hospital bed with a gown. Disgusting fat fuck.
I know. Like
and
you,
his wife, you disgusting fat fuck.
You did that to yourself, dude.
You're
shit.
Dead.
Yep.
Our wedding, November 18th, 2007. You're disgusting.
We met on MySpace.
Boys and their two dogs.
Oh, of course they were. Did he eat the dogs, too?
It
come
looks
on.
Like it, dude. Seriously.
For the first few weeks home, Daniel Webb was open to the idea of seeing someone. Getting to them was the problem. Should have kept that school bus job. quote, everybody kept telling us, if you get here, we'll help you. We didn't have no way of getting him up, and nobody was willing to come help us, Ada said. He just kind of said, hit had hurt her. It's in God's hands at that point. Well, God sure did the trick, didn't he, Dan? You fat fuck. Here we go. Daniel Webb spent the rest of his days playing with his four dogs and talking about religion to other people on the internet. Quote, I did all I could for him. Hit her, hit her. He loved me with the passion.
Oh, they're kind of cute dogs, though. They're like part boxers.
The only reason
else.
He held on to life here was for his family because he wanted to go home and be with the Lord. Is that it? The first comment says, "Where to begin?" Oh, man. Oh,
my God. This guy's huge.
Another comment says, "He isn't going to be happy when he sees the limited menu in heaven." And the last comment says, "He was married?" Yeah, MySpace is amazing nowadays, you know. Doug from Ohio says, "Dude, I'm telling you, the neighborhood kids keep throwing him peanuts and he choked on peanut shells." Maybe. Oh, disgusting. Disgusting people!
I'm going to post a link to this in the chat real
Do you think he got up to heaven and God was like, "Whoa, one person at a time"? No, I'm just kidding. Come on in.
Oh, God.
All right, well, moving on here. Let's talk about a cop tasing a 10-year-old girl.
I could do some tasing.
A 10-year-old. Little bitch. A mother, now this is in Arkansas, keep in mind here. An Arkansas mother suggested stun gun treatment for her unruly daughter. It's like, "My daughter's a bitch. Tase that bitch." Fuck yeah.
Can we use electroshock therapy, please?
Kinda did. An Arkansas
shock collars for dogs.
You know, mother, if you would have just smacked her in the mouth a couple fucking times, this never would have happened, okay? I'm just saying. An Arkansas cop tasered an unruly 10-year-old girl after her mother called police to report that the child was crying, screaming, and refusing to go to bed. Oh, you mean being a child? I don't have kids.
I remember doing that when I was a kid.
I'm pretty sure that's what kids do. The tased girl, Kiara Medlock, is about 65 pounds and 4'6", according to her father, a truck driver who does not live with the fifth grader and her mother. That's so awesome. Last Thursday, the cop found the girl screaming, kicking, and resisting every time her mother tried to touch her. See? That's what I'm talking about, dude. You get near your daughter and she starts screaming, in the mouth,
yeah.
Right in the mouth. They will learn. They will fucking learn, dude. I'm telling you. That's the problem. Parents don't fucking discipline their kids. You rack a discipline! You discipline your goddamn children, you wouldn't have to have the fucking cops do it. Fucking idiots. Christ. After that, Kiara continued to refuse her mother's instructions. The cop concluded that there was not going to be a peaceful resolution to this issue. Bradshaw, who's the cop, he warned the girl that she was going to jail, but the child continued kicking and crying and resisted his attempt to handcuff her. Do you handcuff a 10-year-old? Really?
Not that I know of.
Like, just pick her up, like, grab her arms, grab her legs, fold her in half, and throw her fucking ass in the car. Done.
Done and done.
Done and done. You need a little hog tire, you know? It's not that hard. She's 10. Fucking pussy. Then the child continued resisting. During the tussle, the child struck the cop with her legs and feet in the
balls.
In the groin, absolutely. I will accept balls. In your mouth. We'll accept them.
I can't. You won't let me.
I will let you. You can lick my balls all night.
You won't ever get off and you'll just be pissed later.
I'm telling you, thumb, index finger, you gotta just like move your wrist. Just a little bit. Just jerk off the tip. Just the tip, honey. I promise.
Oh my God.
Do you think I could put my dick in your pussy with these stitches in?
Fuck no.
That
would hurt me.
Why would it hurt you?
Feel them, you dumbass. They're hard.
I think you would like it.
No? It would scratch my vagina.
Oh, right.
Yeah, no.
See, Willie Goat knows. He says, "My mom had no problem whipping me with a sandal when I got out of hand." I know, dude. I got a fucking belt. I got a wooden spoon. I got a hanger. I got my fucking ass beat when I got out of hand. This shit, back when I was born in 1980, when I was her age back then, this shit would never have fucking went down, dude.
Yeah, no, my dad would have chased me up my bunk bed with a fucking belt.
Right, dad was at work, mom was at home raising us. If we got out of hand, we got it from mom, and then we for sure got it when dad got home.
No,
and we behaved.
My mom was seriously the punisher in the family, but if that didn't work, and if dad had to step in...
Oh, forget it, dude! You were fucking like running laughs like...
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. I knew, like, when I, you knew, you can feel it with your parents when you're about to go over that line, and you knew better not to. But nowadays,
but you know what? I'd rather get
nowadays
from my
have...
dad than my mom, because, like, 5 minutes later, he comes in, he's like, I'm sorry. You want to go fishing? Like, things like that. He's like, I didn't mean
I to. I think the problem is kids nowadays don't have that boundary in their minds, you know? Like, back then, we knew... We pushed and pushed, but we knew there was a specific line of boundary that we did not cross, and if we did, we got our fucking asses whooped. Nowadays, there is no boundary. There is no line because kids don't fucking have discipline. You rock a discipline! It's fucking
Burger
sad.
Burger says wear a condom. You could try that.
Fuck condoms, dude. I didn't wear condoms when my dick was fine. I'm definitely not going to start now.
Well,
fuck
you could try it.
Do we even have condoms?
No.
I don't even know where to get a condom. I don't even know how to put a condom on, for fuck's sake. Are you kidding me? Fuck that noise. So, yeah, she kicked the cop in the nuts, who countered with a brief stun to the back with his taser. The child, not surprisingly, immediately stopped resisting and was placed into handcuffs. No shit! You mean you invoked a little discipline and she quit? Wow, imagine that. You know, mother, you could go to the store and buy a cattle prod. It's the same fucking thing.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Probably work better, too.
She wouldn't walk on her own. The cop had to carry her into the cop car, and now she's in a youth shelter. Nice job. See, that's the whole fucking problem, dude. Parents just, they're afraid. And that's sad, because your kids are running rampant. And they're going to grow up to be little hoes, little hoe bags, you know? Little fucking hoe bags. All right. Well, what? Moving on. What do you know about drug dealing rabbis?
Not much.
You know what a rabbi is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is awesome. fucking gnats. Rabbi Baruch Kalamersh of Upper Park Road, Salford, rented an apartment where he could, quote, relax and have a party. So far, so good, rabbis. They
got
need to,
it.
Sometimes you gotta take the yarmulke off and let your fucking, your dreidel spin, you know? Sometimes. police raided the Salford flat and discovered a total of 101 grams of...
Cocaine!
Absolutely cocaine! Woo! 101 grams. That's 3.6 ounces of cocaine and more than 17,000 pounds. Which is, what, like $20,000? Or no, yeah, it's the other way. Yeah.
Which is a great
almost
year.
Almost $20,000.
Which is a great year.
Wow, rabbi.
Where is that rabbi?
54-year-old rabbi partying down with coke. Now, check this out. He admits to the two counts of possessing cocaine, but denies to have possession with intent to supply. That was my personal. I wasn't selling it. I wasn't supplying it. It was just mine. I made it. God gave it to me. It rained down from the heavens. Kalamish, 54, admits to, that's what I just said. His business partner, Nasir Abbas, 54, has failed to turn up for the trial and is being sought by police. He faces one charge of possessing cocaine and one of possession with intent to supply. Now for the good stuff. They found drug paraphernalia. Cocaine, cash, 6 grams of cocaine, rolled up banknotes and credit cards. They were running, we say, a commercial cocaine supply operation from an apartment hotel in Manchester. You're a rabbi, dude. Like when God said he would, you know, ask and ye shall receive. I don't think that's what he was talking about.
Yeah,
dude.
No.
Rabbi Kamash also had a substantial store of drugs, cocaine, and cash at his home address. Mr. Goldwater said the purity of the cocaine varied in strength from 29% to 82%.
Woo! Give me some of that 82%, please!
Cutting agents to dilute the drug were also discovered, along with about 2,400 pounds in cash. The jury heard that when interviewed by police, Mr. Abbas said he knew the rabbi as Shell and rented the apartment on his behalf. Mr. Golar said he said Shell wanted to relax and have a party at the flat. He said there had been a lot of people come through the flat in the last 10 days, most of them girls.
Mm.
Not women. Uh-oh.
Girls.
Girls. Little girls, huh? He said he had seen Shell putting white powder in a glass dish and mixing it with another substance, and anyone visiting was free to help themselves. I would go to that church.
I would go to that church in a heartbeat.
For sure, go to that
church. Give me your shit, give me your shit, give me your shit, give me
shit. Like, dude, we're going to need more coke. Again, oy vey.
I will come to your church every motherfucking time you have a sermon if you give me all your shit.
Are you ready for the good stuff?
I want cocaine? Sure.
No. Mr. Goldwater told the jury that Mr. Abbas had a previous conviction for conspiracy to supply Class A drugs back in March 96. During his final police interview, Chalamash told officers he bought large quantities of cocaine for himself and often used it when he could not sleep, the jury heard. Really? I can't sleep. Boy, what should I do? Cocaine! Go more cocaine! Oy vey! It's party time! Bar mitzvah! Yay! Quote, that some of the drugs were given to young women who came to the flat, and that one or more of those young women may have provided sexual services, he added. Oh, man. You're a rabbi of the Lord. You are giving the Lord a bad name.
You're giving the Lord herpes.
Yeah, and herpes. You can't get into heaven if you have herpes on your ding-dong. Quote, we do say that it was essentially a commercial operation. Nasser Abbas had the know-how, knew the drugs business, and had the contacts. He would know where to obtain the drugs, how much to pay, and how to find customers. Rabbi Kalamish would not have necessarily had the knowledge. We say Kalamish was the financer. He put up the money. Cocaine for sex, you dirty, dirty rabbi.
I've never been there.
What?
Given sex for cocaine.
Been given cocaine to fuck. Right, okay.
No.
Well, next time I get
now,
some.
Now, I have had a few jobs where people didn't have the cash to pay me, but they had cocaine. And I was like, sure, just give me that. I'll make my money's worth off of it. And I did.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Not, yeah.
Did you?
No. The first couple times around I did. And then I was like, God, I love cocaine. And then it just, let's not talk about cocaine.
All right, well, moving on from that.
Every time we talk about this, I get depressed. You realize that, right? It eats at me just a little bit more.
Of course it
does.
And
I feel like going out and getting really high.
Well, good luck with that here. It's black. It's white. And it's the double of King of Pop, Michael Jackson. Come on. Jamona, Jamona, hoo, Jamona, Mom and dad-to-be Don Kelly and William Hickman from Sunderland couldn't believe their eyes when looking at this scan of their unborn baby, seeing the face of Michael Jackson staring back at them. And this is kind of fucked up, dude. It kind of looks like Michael Jackson now that
really?
I look at it. Yeah, come here and look at this. I'll put a link to this in the show notes. But it's that's Michael Jackson, isn't it? That's creepy, dude. I would abort that thing. Yeah, it's in there all like, Jamona, Jamona, can't wait to get back out. Jamona. Like, would you abort that? I'm not giving birth to another Michael Jackson, dude. No fucking way. It'd come out like a Jackovosaurus.
A Jackovosaurus.
Hey, guys. South Park, never mind.
That's disgusting.
William, 29, a window cleaner, said, quote, when I saw it, when I saw it, I showed my daughter Amy, who's 6, and she saw it straight away. So I thought, well, if she can see it too, it's not just me. Mom of 6, aw. You had 6 other kids, and
oh
the last,
God.
I mean, you have enough kids. Eventually, one of them is going to look like Michael Jackson, right?
Right.
Right. She's 34, 6 kids, went for her 20-week scan at Sunderland Royal as normal last month, but doctors could not see the fetus's stomach or diaphragm. It's just Michael Jackson's head.
That's all it is.
That's awesome. She later sent to Grendon Lane Walk-In Center for a closer look. The more powerful scanner there is normally used to examine internal organs, so the photos it produces are much more detailed.
That's the one I got.
That's the
ultrasound that I used for my fucking tumor.
It was in there like a moon walking through the fallopian tubes and shit, just like, Jamona, Jamona. That's so awesome, dude. It totally looks like it. It's fucked up,
it's
dude.
Gross.
Oh, man. Mr. Hickman from Tanfield Road, Thorny Close, said, quote, "We were looking at the pictures again, and I just saw Jacko there with his sunglasses on and his hair. Their children, Chris 16, Amanda 15, Jason 13, Alicia 10, Amy Lee 6, Kyle 4, all see the famous singer's face in the scan photo too."
That's but, so crazy. Do you ever stop making babies?
Please? Pretty please? But the baby will not be called Michael. The couple know they're having a girl. Well,
Michelle.
That a girl. Miss
or
Kelly.
Mika.
Or what?
Mika.
Michaela.
No, Mika, you know, from yeah, like Eurochip.
Thank you. Miss Kelly, who is 24 weeks pregnant, due in March, said, quote, "I've had plenty of scans before. None of the photos have ever looked like this. It's a bit spooky. But it is my 7th child, and 7 is a mythical number. The number of the Michael Jackson. Oh, my God."
Doug says, imagine Danny getting an ultrasound and they find Matt's face.
Would you rather see my face or this Michael Jackson skeleton face?
Yours.
That's, it looks like Michael Jackson Thriller, yeah. Not like Michael Jackson, you know, older.
Doug also says, my wife's ultrasound looked like a weather map.
All right, and the last story for tonight.
Are you, what you even, got for me? Drum
I saved the best for last.
Come on.
And Doug from Ohio says, abort, abort. Yeah, dude, if I saw Michael Jackson's face in anything of yours inside you, I would rip it the fuck out and kill it.
Please don't hurt me.
Before it did any more damage. All right, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
A 15-year-old boy.
Raped.
Who was killed by his father.
And raped.
In an execution-style killing, spent
and
the
raped.
Last moments of his life pleading, no, Daddy, no!
Don't put it in my butt!
Jamar Pinky Jr. was shot in the head Monday by his 37-year-old father, Jamar Pinky Sr., duh, Pinky. Who allegedly made the teen strip his clothes off and kneel in a vacant lot before he was killed by a single bullet.
Motherfuck.
The boy's mother, Lizette Sherry, told the Detroit Free Press that Pinky Sr., showed up at her Highland Park, Michigan home after she told him that their son had made a startling confession. Anyone want to take any guesses at what the son did to deserve getting shot in the head by the father?
Spilled something, didn't clean it up,
drank the rest of the milk. No, I'm kidding, but I could see that happening. This is Detroit, nigga. This is the bricks. This is tough.
She related to LaBrina Brown.
No.
Okay.
According to Sherry, the 15-year-old had admitted to having inappropriate contact with his
dad,
3-year-old half-sister.
Damn, I thought the kid was going to get raped.
Nope, the kid did the raping.
How old was the kid?
15. She was 3.
Well, you
well,
deserve
hey,
to die.
Hey, she was a mature 3. 3 and a half, if you want to get technical.
Yeah, you deserve to die if you did that. I mean,
yeah,
fuck it, dude.
Yeah. Quote, I called and told his father this isn't something you sweep under the rug. Cherry, who was unable to be reached by the newspaper, said Pinky Sr. began by pistol whipping his son in the living room where the teen lived with his mother before taking him outside despite Cherry's pleas to stop. He rolled in there, man, with the fucking fury and was like
what, motherfucker?
Boom! Fucking pistol whipped his ass.
Yeah, dude.
15 years old? Absolutely, dude.
Yeah.
You beat that little motherfucker's ass. Killing him in the head, who am I to judge, right?
Yeah, right.
What else, dude? I don't know.
That dude's probably
so
freaked out that his son is a fucking pedophile.
Doug from Ohio says, okay, this was deserved, fucking chomo. Absolutely.
Yeah, this.
See, and that's what I'm saying. He deserved it absolutely for this one act. We don't know what he was like before that, you know? Maybe
where he needs his fucking the one-time kill tag.
That's right.
The one-time kill tag.
You know what? Beat your fucking kids because they are running rampant in this day and age, dude. It is fucked up. And this is our future, right? Good job, guys.
Not anymore.
The father marched the naked boy into the lot, made him kneel down. As the boy pleaded for his life and his distraught mother looked on, Pinky Sr. allegedly executed the boy with a shot in the head.
Oh.
Fuck yes! That's how you do it! Absolutely! That's how it's done.
But you
done.
Just wasted a lot of money for the last 15 years.
That's how it's fucking done. You know that I am so proud of you.
You
this
did
is
what?
How
boom.
You do it.
Die.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Done and done.
And now this is what I don't agree with, though. Pinky Sr. was charged with first-degree murder and, if convicted, could spend the rest of his life in prison. No, actually, he should have been charged with doing a good deed and paid the sum of $2,000 is
right.
What should have happened here.
Yeah.
You can't, you're going to ruin his life? He raped a three-year-old. Hello? Is that, oh, it's fine, he was 15, he didn't know what he was doing. Bullshit.
Shit, yeah.
Bullshit. He got what he deserved. That's fucked up.
He'll
the
get
cat-
off. He'll
the dad?
Off. Yeah, I think he'll get off. You know why? Because he'll have a lawyer and it's going to represent him. And guess what, dude?
I don't know, man.
With getting
doesn't
something
matter.
Like
you're
that
not,
told.
Doesn't matter. You're not the judge, the jury, or the executioner. That's not your job. And yeah. That's how they'll look at it.
Well, yeah, but you know what? People get off for insanity and things like that. Dude, he could be insane with rage at the time that his son told him that, dude, and went nuts
yeah.
because of it.
Yeah.
So he
you
could
raped
get off.
The 3-year-old. That's fucked up, dude. You deserve to die, absolutely.
Yeah, Berger says reduced to manslaughter. Plea
yeah,
bargain.
I could see that. Plea out, manslaughter, yeah. Do a couple years, get off on good behavior, some probation maybe.
Yeah.
And we'll see, though. The judge entered a not guilty plea on behalf of Pinky. He also is charged with 3 counts of felonious assault and 1 count of felony firearm. Video of the arraignment shows a relative of the child being taken out of the courtroom after screaming, "No, no, no," when Pinky Sr. was led into court. His lawyer, Corbett O'Meara, called the incident a devastating tragedy. Quote, "My client is in shock and in mourning, but is hopeful that his family will be able to come out of this in as whole a state as possible." O'Meara said that Pinky Sr., who turned himself into authorities, had no previous criminal history and had worked for years as a letter carrier for the United States Post Office. That is so fucked up. Like, this was obviously a good man. He had no previous record. He was a hardworking dude.
A postal worker?
You get a phone call from your wife. Our 15-year-old son just told me something. You might want to sit down.
You should probably come home.
Yeah. And hey, get your gun. Like, that's fucked up. And you know, if they would have not done this, if they would have brought the kid to the cops, he wouldn't have got shit for fucking charged, you know?
No.
They would have...
He's a minor.
Exactly. He did what had to be done, man. And that sucks that, you know, this is how it has to be. But I don't know. I hope you have a good lawyer. See, quote, "No individual has the right to exact the death penalty on another, no matter how reprehensible the behavior," which is fucking bullshit.
He brought him into the world. Why can't he take him out?
Exactly. That's what's wrong with this fucking world, among other things.
I fucked up. I'm sorry. Boom. Die.
He raped a 3-year-old. Did I mention he raped a 3-year-old?
Yeah.
I shot him in the head like any self-respecting father would do. It was my son. I shot him in the head. Done, you know? Like, that's got to be tough as is.
Yeah.
That's not easy
it's
to
your
fucking...
son.
Exactly, dude. But you raise a fucking devil, dude. The Antichrist right there. This is why we have laws. Yeah, bullshit. O'Meara told ABC News that he hopes Worthy will, quote, "realize the case is far from straightforward and requires something other than the most aggressive punishment." And even though Pinky Sr. had never been diagnosed with mental health problems, O'Meara said that if the allegations of the murder are true, there must be issues with his mental health. He was completely healthy mentally, dude. Are you totally overlooking the part
That's
where the kid raped a 3-year-old? Like, did we just throw that out? Oh, it doesn't matter because he got killed. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does matter.
That's fucking retarded, dude.
What if the 3-year-old's all fucked up?
Oh, I'm sure, dude.
3-year-old's
totally.
Break.
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the community where the child was raised is mourning the loss of a boy they say was known by friends as Teddy Bear. Bullshit.
Yeah,
more
no.
like pedo bear. Oh,
right?
Hey. Volunteers at the high school where Pinky Jr. was a sophomore said the teen was, quote, "always smiling," according to the news. Really?
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Because he just stuck his dick in a fucking 3-year-old.
Yeah, exactly, dude. You'd be smiling.
Like,
okay.
You don't have any idea how big my dick looks next to my fucking sister?
That's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. The principal at Martin Luther King Jr. High School, Deborah Jenkins, told the paper that Pinky Jr. was, quote, well-liked, and that the school community has been shaken badly by his death. Well, your well-liked teddy bear was raping a three-year-old that was his stepsister. So, right. Chew on that for whatever
for
it's worth.
Bit.
He was articulate. He passed his courses with A's, B's, and C's. Everyone knew him to be a nice, quiet boy. That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
He got what he deserved, absolutely. And I hope that they keep that in mind. When, like, if I was his lawyer, that would be my defense. Your Honor, he raped a three-year-old that was his stepsister. Like, every question they ask. Three-year-old?
Rape?
Raped?
Maybe?
Stepsister?
Yeah.
That's fucked up, dude. Anyway, sorry, Doug says, finish this story already. It's making me sick to my stomach. That's fucked up shit, man. You guys need to know. There's some fucked up shit happening around here.
I like what Willie Goat said. He says, yeah, I'm here to offer my 15-year-old son for stem cell research.
Yeah, no shit.
That'd be great.
That's so fucking crazy, dude.
Well, you done with that story?
Yep, that's all I got for y'all. All
right, you about ready to get out of here?
You got anything else before we get the fuck out of here?
Fucking wish me luck. Make sure I keep this job.
Yeah, you do like it though.
I like it. I hope I grow to like it more.
Yeah, well, and the more you get used to it, and of course, the more that
I like that it is a fresh place. It did kind of just open up. I like being there in the beginning, so that helps a lot for me.
Right? Yeah,
like, that's
that is
automatically.
True.
I'm like, okay, cool. I'm part of the beginning. That's nice. That's I really like that, but. You know, I just really hope that the dude doesn't get too bossy, that I'm able to have smoke breaks, and that I eventually will be able to be on the line. That's just,
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, I don't mind sitting back and doing dishes and shit and helping out on the line doing prep. Just give me more money, dude. It's,
Yeah, Willie Goat says, good luck with the job.
Thank you.
All right, well, a little after show. We're going to hang out for a little bit tonight. We'll traverse over to the live video room after I get the...
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
For fun? I don't know. Why not?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much. Of course, email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. We got Stumbles and Facebooks and YouTubes and Twitters and MySpaces. We got all that shit. It's all at thejamhole.com/whatever you're looking for. The diss song... Thejamhole.com/diss. You can see the song Josh wrote, the song I wrote. It's cool stuff, fun. We'll have that surgery video coming soon. Thejamhole.com/250. Check out our first live audience show for sale right now for $5. Thejamhole.com/store. You guys can buy some shirts. We got a few left, stickers, all that good stuff, hip-hop CDs, whatever you want. What else? What else we got going on?
I don't even know.
Thejamhole.com/vote podcast alley. Who gives a shit? Other than that, we'll talk to you on Monday. Not sure if Project 4987, if that episode is up yet, but definitely go check out Project4987.com. Other than that, yeah, thejamhole.com. Just check it out, man. We'll talk to you guys Monday.
Later.
Monday?
Yes. Today's Friday, so Monday.
Monday? Are we doing shows for Thanksgiving?
What day is Thanksgiving?
I don't know. Thursday? No, I don't know.
Well, then it doesn't matter, does it?
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. Jamhole.com.